by faith, Sarah herself received power. Notice the word received in this verse. That really is the key word. By faith, Sarah herself received. Faith receives from God. Faith, in other words, brings you into the possession of that which you did not have before.
Welcome to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, I'm thinking of the person listening who may say, receives from God? What do you mean receives from God? I feel like all I do is give to God.
Well, faith wonderfully receives from God, and God gives much more to us than we ever give to Him. Steve, I mean, I think, for example, of the Ten Commandments. Before God calls His people to do anything for Him, He first gives something very wonderful to them. He brings them out of slavery in the land of Egypt, and then He gives to them the Ten Commandments. So God always gives to us before He ever asks anything from us. And think of it like this. Faith is like a hand open to receive what God gives. And what we're going to look at in the Bible today is what it is that God gives and how it is that we receive what He gives. And you know, on the last day when we stand in the presence of the Lord in heaven, we're going to know that He's given to us far, far more than we have ever given to Him.
Well, let's look at that together from the book of Hebrews. We're in chapter 11 as we begin our message. Faith receives from God. Here is Pastor Colin.
Well, please open your Bible at Hebrews and chapter 11 as we continue our series entitled Living by Faith. We've been learning that faith is like a living tree that's bursting with all kinds of good fruit. And we've been looking at the fruit that faith brings in the life of a Christian believer. We've seen that faith listens to God. We saw that from the life of Abel. We've seen that faith walks with God. We saw that from the story of Enoch. We've seen that faith fears God, and we see that in the story of Noah, and that faith obeys God, and we saw that in the story of Abraham. Now, today we are coming to something very wonderful indeed. We're going to see that faith receives from God, and we see that in the life of Sarah. Verse 11 of Hebrews and chapter 11, by faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Now, notice the word received in this verse. That really is the key word. By faith, Sarah herself received. Faith receives from God. Faith, in other words, brings you into the possession of that which you did not have before. Now, today we're going to look at Sarah's remarkable story. We're going to see how she received by faith from God. And then we're going to look at how by faith we can receive from God today. And at the end of the message, we're going to ask this question, and it's a really important question. Do you need to receive from the hand of God today? What do you need to receive? And may it be that by God's grace and through faith, we will receive what we need according to His promise and by means of faith. Now, the story begins with a remarkable promise that God gave to Abraham. I will bless you, God said, and through you, all of the families of the earth will be blessed. And then God said to Abraham, your very own son will be your heir. And then God brought Abraham outside to look at the night sky, and He said, look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. And then He said to Abraham, so shall your offspring be. Now, this was an extraordinary promise for two very obvious reasons. The first was that Abraham and Sarah had no children. The second was that Abraham was 75 years old and Sarah was just a few years behind him. Well, after God gave the promise, years passed. And every month brought disappointment. God had given a promise, and the fulfillment was nowhere in view. 24 years passed. And then God appeared to Abraham again, now when he was 99 years old. And God said to Abraham, the Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, we read, and he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. And what Abraham saw was three men standing in front of him. And one of them was the Lord appearing in a visible form. Now, Sarah had gone into the tent to prepare a meal for these unexpected visitors. And while she was in the tent, we read, the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Now, the scripture records that Sarah, inside the tent, heard what the Lord had said. And Sarah laughed to herself, the scripture says, saying, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure. And then we read that the Lord said to Abraham, now why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Well, 1 year later, Sarah was laughing again, but this time in a very, very different way. Tears of joy were streaming down her face because Isaac was born and God's wonderful promise was fulfilled. Now, that's the story in the book of Genesis. And our verse in Hebrews 11 and verse 11 gives us this God-breathed commentary on the story. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past age, since she had considered him faithful who had promised. Now, I want you to notice first the very obvious fact from this verse that faith receives power from God. Faith receives power from God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive even when she was past age. God gave Sarah the power to conceive in her old age. And I want you to notice that the special emphasis here is on the fact that the miracle took place in Sarah. It was Sarah herself who received this power. Now, later in the book of Genesis, we're told that after Sarah died, Abraham married again. And in his even older age, he had six other children with his second wife, Keturah. So it's very clear from that fact that although Abraham was old, he was not beyond becoming a father. The miracle of Isaac's conception took place in the power that came to Sarah. And that is why the spotlight here is on Sarah's faith. Sarah herself believed, and by faith she received power from God. Now, notice this, that Sarah received something that she did not have before. Power came to her. And because power came to her, she was able to do something that she could not otherwise possibly have done. So here's the principle that we're learning and that we must apply to ourselves today. God is able to give you the strength you need to meet the challenge that you face. And this theme of receiving power runs all the way throughout the New Testament scriptures. You remember that the Lord Jesus commissioned 11 men to make disciples of all nations. Well, that was something that was clearly beyond their ability and their capacity. But Jesus said to them, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Now, what did that look like in practice? Let me give you three illustrations from the life of the Apostle Paul. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Paul experienced power being given to him when his own energy was depleted. Colossians chapter 1, verse 28 and verse 29. Paul says, him we proclaim, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. And for this I toil. How did he toil? How did he sustain his ministry? He tells us, struggling with all his energy, which he so powerfully works within me. Now, when you take on responsibility, there are going to be times when you ask the question, how do I keep going? How am I going to sustain this work that I've been given to do? And here's your answer. The energy of the Holy Spirit working powerfully in you will sustain you. Then Paul knew the power of Christ upon him in situations of great pain. He tells us about a particular affliction, a painful affliction, that he endured for a long time in his life. And here's what he found. He tells us that Christ worked powerfully in him, most powerfully when the thorn in his flesh was at its very worst. He says, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ, the power of Christ may rest on me. When you face pain, when you have a trial that life plunges you into, you may find yourself wondering, how can Christ possibly use me when I'm in the middle of facing all of this? And here's your answer. It's in your weakness that Christ's power will rest on you. And Paul experienced the power of the Holy Spirit at a time when he faced intense loneliness. He tells us about an occasion when he was put on trial in a court of law because of his preaching of the gospel. And when he got to the court, he was entirely on his own. There wasn't another single believer, another friend, another person who was there to stand with him and give him support. He was all on his own. But he gives us this testimony. The Lord stood by me and strengthened me. And when you find yourself alone, when you find yourself asking, how am I going to get through this? There are not the folks that I normally am able to lean on around me to help me. Here's your answer as to how you'll get through this. The Lord will stand with you, and he will give you strength.
You're listening to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Faith Receives from God, part of a larger series where we're taking a look at Hebrews 11. The series is called Living by Faith. And if you miss any broadcast in the series, come to our website. You can always listen online. Our website address is unlockingthebible.org, and you can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen if you have the Unlocking the Bible app. It's a great way to listen on the go whenever it fits your schedule. The app is free. You'll find it at your favorite app store. Just look for Unlocking the Bible, or link you to it, again, through our website, unlockingthebible.org. And whether you listen on the app, online, or on the radio, it's all made possible because of your generosity. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to say thank you by sending you the one-year Unlocking the Bible devotional. If you want to find out more or give your gift right now, come to our website, unlockingthebible.org. Let's get back to the message. Again, here's Pastor Colin.
Sarah received power But I want you to notice now how this power came to her. How did she receive what God was able to give? And the answer is that she received this power by faith. By faith, Sarah received power. God is able to give you all the strength that you need to meet all the challenges that you face, but you must receive this power by faith. Now, the Bible is very clear that faith is the means by which we receive from the very hand of God. James makes this especially clear. James chapter 1 and verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, what have you to do? Let him ask of God. But then immediately after saying that, James says, but let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave tossed by the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. That person must not suppose that he or she will receive anything from the hand of God. Now, do you see, in order to receive, you must ask. And when you ask, you must ask with faith. That's what James is saying to us. Because without faith, you just won't receive. Listen to these remarkable words of our Lord Jesus Christ from Mark and chapter 11 and verse 24. Jesus said, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Now, let me make a really honest confession here. When I read a verse like this, my very first instinct is to want to qualify it. And here's why. These words of Jesus have been horribly abused by preachers who promise universal health and prosperity and encourage their hearers, therefore, simply to name what they want and to go ahead and to claim it by right. And it is really important to interpret Scripture in the light of Scripture. God doesn't contradict himself. He's not in confusion. So we need to ask, what else does Scripture say in regards to our asking and in regards to our receiving? And we'll come to that in just a moment. But here's the problem. If our first response to any verse of Scripture is to want to qualify it, then we may miss what we most need to hear. For example, when the Bible says God so loved the world, there are people who want immediately to say, oh yes, but we have to remember that the world is under the judgment of God. And that's true. But you see, if you jump immediately to the truth that the world is under the judgment of God, what you miss is this marvelous truth that God really does love the whole world. The first thing to do with any verse of Scripture is not to qualify it, but to hear it. So when you read a verse of Scripture, if you find yourself saying, yes, but, well, then stop yourself right there and ask what you might be missing. Jesus said, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Now, here's how I'm trying to apply this to my life as I've been pondering it over these last days. How much more might we receive if we ask more and believe more? Scripture tells us that we do not have because we do not ask. Scripture tells us that if we want to receive from the Lord, we must ask with faith. and that if we ask with faith, we will receive. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. It was by faith that Sarah received power, and by faith we too can receive from the gracious hand of God. Brother, sister in Christ, think about this. There is peace from God that you could enjoy. There is strength from God that you could receive. There is comfort from God that you could feel. There is grace from God that you could savor. There are victories from God that you could enjoy. Imagine arriving in heaven and being shown by an angel a door with a sign on it that says, "Unclaimed Treasures." You ask the angel, "What's behind that door?" And the angel leads you through the door into a vast room where there are rows and rows of shelves stacked with boxes, all piled high from the floor to the ceiling, and all of them have a person's name on them. You walk up and down the aisles between these boxes, and eventually you come to a big box, and it has your name on it. You open the box, and you say, "What is this?" And the angel says to you, "These are the gifts that could have been yours on earth, but because you did not ask, they remained up here." Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Faith receives power from God.
You're listening to Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Faith Receives from God. We've taken a look at how faith receives power. Next time, we're going to see how it rests on the promise of God and advances the purpose of God. So I hope you'll make it a point to tune in. By the way, if you ever miss a broadcast, you can come and you can listen online. Our website is unlockingthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. Well, Unlocking the Bible is a listener-supported program, and as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to send you a copy of a devotional book. It's the one-year Unlocking the Bible devotional. And Colin, there are a lot of one-year devotionals out there. What do you think makes this one different?
Oh, well, I think three things. The first is that it is the Bible. I mean, there are a lot of devotional books that give positive, encouraging thoughts, but they don't really open up the scriptures themselves. This will open up the Bible for you. Second, it will open up the whole Bible. It'll give you the big picture of the Bible story from Genesis to Revelation. A lot of people know stories from the Bible, but don't know the big picture story of the Bible. And the whole Bible is one story, and it points to Jesus Christ. And that's the third thing that I think is distinctive about this. We try to keep showing that every part of the Bible points us to Jesus. He's the center. He's the treasure. And when you see Jesus Christ, there's life and there's light and there's hope in him.
Well, we want to send you a copy of this one-year devotional book. Again, it's called the One-Year Unlocking the Bible Devotional. It's our thank you gift to you as you give a financial gift of any amount this month. You can give by calling us at 1-866-UNLOCKED, or you can go online and give through our website, unlockingthebible.org. Again, the phone number is 1-866-865-6253, or the website, unlockingthebible.org. Thanks for listening. And I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Unlocking the Bible. We sometimes talk about God's power. How can you receive power from God to meet the challenges you face? Find out next time on Unlocking the Bible.